The 48 million Latinos in America represent the fastest-growing community in this country. Latino voters in Nevada are being credited with helping Democrat Harry Reid hold on to his Senate seat in the recent midterms, but they also helped propel Republican Marco Rubio to win Florida's Senate seat. Both political parties see the value of wooing Latino voters, but which will get their support? Matt Barreto is an associate professor of political science at the University of Washington. He's also a pollster with Latino Decisions and joins us from KUOW in Seattle, Washington. Matt, welcome.
Thank you, Robin. It's a pleasure to be here.
And you said that Republicans don't stand a chance of winning the 2012 presidential elections without Latino voters. Why is that?
I think that's absolutely the case. Republicans will not be able to win a lot of these key states in the Southwest or Florida if they don't get back to talking about Latino issues and doing outreach in the way that George W. Bush did. And that's what some Republicans have not figured out. Republicans like Sharon Engel in Nevada or Jan Brewer in Arizona, when they engage these issues of immigration, they don't just talk about conservative policy positions. They're using very harsh rhetoric that is perceived to be very anti-immigrant and anti-Latino in general.
Well, you're speaking of Sharon Engel, and she hired actors from, I think, Los Angeles to play gang members to portray very, very dangerous immigrants.
That's right. And it's not just the rhetoric, but I think when you look at some of those examples of the ads that were run, these really conjured up the image of the immigrant as a criminal and the immigrant as a threat. And when you go into the Latino community and you talk to voters, many of which are immigrants themselves, they'll tell you that they came here for a better opportunity, to make a better life for their family. And for those second generation Latinos, you're talking about their parents who are immigrants. And so when you see this imagery that Sharon Engel is telling voters in Nevada that immigrants come here to join violent gangs, people are saying, that's not why my parents came here. They came here for a better life for the family. Mm-hmm. And that is very, very harsh rhetoric that turns Latinos off from the Republican Party. And it could have lasting effects.
How did Marco Rubio handle it that maybe Republicans can learn from?
Well, I think there's a couple of examples. Marco Rubio is one. He was estimated to have won a majority of the Latino vote. And the second example is Susana Martinez in New Mexico, who didn't win a majority, but her estimated 38% of the Latino vote is far, far better than any of the other Republicans in the Southwest did. And both of those candidates, while they did hold some conservative positions on immigration, they did not engage the immigration issue with that harsh rhetoric and that anti-immigrant us versus them mentality. Marco Rubio would regularly give speeches talking about his immigrant parents and how they came to this country as a land of opportunity and freedom, and that he respected immigrants that came to this country to better their life. And the same thing in New Mexico. You saw Susana Martinez going around. She was fluent in Spanish. She was addressing the importance of the Hispanic culture in New Mexico historically, but then tried to draw the line on some immigration issues. And so it is possible to hold conservative positions on the immigration issue without alienating Latinos, but you need to do it in a respectful manner, and you need to speak about the issues in a way that doesn't seem like you're attacking the Latino community.
But what about Democrats? Now, you say Latinos aren't necessarily Democratic voting by nature. They're largely loyal to what? Other Latinos?
Yeah, well, I think what we found in this election is that although historically Latinos have voted Democratic at high rates, in this particular election, we saw a big increase in the number of people telling us in polls that the reason they were voting, that the reason they were following the election was to represent and support the Latino community. That was the highest answer given. Not that they were coming out to vote for the Democrats, not that they were coming out to vote for the Republicans, but that they felt that the Latino community was under attack and that it was important to go out and vote and show that their voice was heard. You'll recall that there was this ad that was run in Nevada that encouraged Latinos to not vote, said, don't vote. Neither party deserves your vote. And it was really seen as a voter suppression tactic. And instead, many Latinos responded to that and saying, yes, we will vote. We're going to vote. We're going to represent the community. And as a result, the Democrats saw a big increase in their share of the vote compared to previous elections.
Well, Politico and other analysts, though, are noting that now, because of that, Latino voters expect something in return. They are demanding that the Obama administration do something immediately about immigration. And that puts Democrats in a tough position because it's such a hot button issue. And there are so many other issues on the agenda.
Well, this is an issue that was one that was promised to the Latino community in 2008. It was a campaign promise of candidate Obama. After he was elected president, he made multiple speeches in which he said immigration reform would be brought up in 2009 and then pushed it back and said it would be voted on in 2010. Harry Reid, the Speaker of Majority Leader of the Senate, said that this is an issue that would be brought to the floor. And so I think there have been a number of promises, specific promises made on moving on this issue. We have to remember this was an issue that was brought up under the Bush administration in 2006 and 2007. There were bills that were voted on in the Senate. They were moving forward and they couldn't reach a compromise. And so it's not like this issue is coming out of nowhere. It's something that's been on the agenda for the last 5 years. And it's one that politicians of both parties, including President Bush and candidate John McCain, both pledged to support and move forward. And so now I think the rubber is hitting the road. Latino voters are saying, enough of the anti-immigrant harsh rhetoric. We want to see action taken on these issues that are important to our community, important to our families. And not only Harry Reid, but the Obama administration does need to move forward on this and show some action on the immigration issue.
We spoke with Ben Monteroso of Mi Familia Vota. We know you know him. It's a registration group in Texas. He says there's a lot of untapped political power. 5.5 million Latinos are eligible to become citizens. They haven't taken that step. 6 million Latinos are eligible to vote who haven't registered. So what's being done to try and achieve that?
Groups like Mi Familia Vota, Democracia, the National Council of La Raza, these groups have been very active in going around and registering Latino voters. Groups like Naleo, who are doing outreach to the community, and more of that needs to continue. But it needs to continue from the institutions, that is, the parties. We can't just rely only on these nonpartisan civic groups to go out and do this voter registration work. The parties need to be actively engaging Latinos, encouraging them to register to vote, and reaching out. And so it's not that big of a surprise to me when you see, on the one hand, the Republican Party attacking Latinos, on the other hand, the Democratic Party tending to ignore Latinos, that we say, hey, there's a low voter registration rate. Well, if you don't think the parties care about your vote, people aren't going to be as engaged. And so this year, in 2010, it was really the civic groups, Mi Familia Vota and those other civic groups, that were very, very active. But they can't do everything. And of course, they have limited budgets as nonprofit organizations. And so I think as we move forward, if the parties want the Latino vote, they're going to need to get out, do the voter registration drives, do the voter mobilization drives, and really campaign for the Latino vote.
Matt Barreto of Latino Decisions, speaking to us about the importance of Latino voters in the 2012 elections. You know, campaigning's already started. Matt, thanks so much.
Sure thing, Robin. It was my pleasure.